You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.
And it's time to separate truth from fiction. Joining me now, once again, is Benjamin Radford, who has been a frequent guest on the show over a period of time. Ben studies questions of paranormal occurrences and has written widely, a couple of dozen books and tons of articles. Ben Radford, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on. Always great to talk to you.
Yeah, love it. Let's get going. You've got a topic right now that is very current. You're quoted in a story by Rolling Stone about allegations there's something nefarious going on that's focused on Target stores. I don't know why Target only. Lay out the basics of this first for us.
I guess they're just the Target this time.
Wah, wah.
Yeah, it's a bizarre story. It's been circulating. It's been sort of going on for a few weeks now, and it sort of came to a head last week. And basically, what's happening on TikTok, which is, of course, the wildly popular social media platform, you have people, almost exclusively women, who are relating their first-person stories of nearly being abducted. Allegedly for human trafficking or sex trafficking from Target stores, and it's really quite remarkable. Of course, you know, everybody knows that, you know, the human trafficking does exist and sex trafficking and so on, but in these cases, you have these in some cases social media influencers, people who are going on TikTok and talking to the camera and telling these first person, really scary, dramatic stories of when they were, in some cases, years earlier. I saw one, she was talking about how 5 years earlier she was in Target, and a woman came up to her and she said she wanted to help me and befriend her. And she later determined, it's not clear how from the video, that in fact it was all a setup to try and abduct her. So this has been going viral for a while now, and it sort of finally drew some attention.
So obviously the question becomes, is there any truth to any of this? Has there been some kind of police investigation on any of these occurrences? I'm not sure it rises to the level of police being involved.
Well, you're exactly right, and this is where you know, we really, the best way to understand what's going on here is through the prism of folklore and urban legends, because basically that's what we're talking about here. So in folklore, we have what's called a memoret, which is basically a first-person story of something that happened to them. And you see this in the legends, whether it's, Bloody Mary, saying something into mirror, or whatever else, the phantom slasher in parking lots, what have you. And one thing to keep in mind about urban legends is that they are inherently plausible. That is, urban legends are always about ordinary things. There are things that happen down the road from us. There are things that happen at the local mall, driving home from work and highways and things like that. So urban legends and these sorts of stories are not about aliens on Mars. They're about everyday people and experiences, and that gives them credibility, right? Because if you have a friend or somebody else who tells you the story, they say, oh my God, this is the craziest thing, this happened to me, and they tell you the story, and of course it's, dramatic, and oftentimes it has a punchline, and it gets circulated as a rumor and what's often called scare lore. And so in these cases, what it basically is, it's a sort of an updated version of the old stranger danger panic that has ebbed and flowed in America and elsewhere for decades now. We saw versions of this in the 1980s and 90s, of course, with the Satanic Panic, where you had rumors being oftentimes legitimized by people such as Geraldo Rivera and others on primetime television, who were convincing their audiences that there were groups of Satanists behind every tree just looking to snatch children, usually, and sometimes women, off the streets for this trafficking and these rituals. And of course, there was no truth to it whatsoever, but that's how these sorts of stories circulate.
Sk- scare lore. I'm sure you've used that term before, but it never clicked with me before. That fits in with the clowns in the woods and the Slender Man and all these things.
It does, right? Exactly.
Yeah. We love that being scared thing.
We do, and what's interesting about, you know, these sorts of rumors and legends, I mean, the reason they circulate is because they speak to and give voice to genuine social concerns and fears, right? And so, you know, women do face some danger from being abducted. It's, you know, being abducted by strangers is incredibly rare for both, for anyone, particularly children. You know, by far the most common abductor of children and really anybody at all is a non-custodial parent, somebody the person knows, whoever else. And so it's not that to say that the other ones don't happen, but they're just very, very rare. And these sorts of stories really sort of shine a spotlight on the vanishingly rare cases, and they sort of, unfortunately, they sort of turn attention away from the more serious problems. And so that's one of the concerns here. And another part of this, which isn't really getting a lot of attention, is that in many of these cases, these claims that are being made on social media, often by attractive white women, are pointing the finger at people of color. There was a case last December in Petaluma. There was a woman named Katie Sorensen who went on social media and claimed that she was nearly abducted by a Hispanic couple. And the police investigated, and it turned out that basically Sorensen had either, you know, made it up or whatever the reason was. Surveillance and eyewitnesses said that it hadn't happened, but again, she'd gone on social media, mm-hmm. as these other people are on TikTok, to tell her dramatic story. And, you know, for attention, for clicks, for likes, for followers. But there can be a darker side if somebody's actually accused.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, it's I'm not sure what the proper term for this situation is, but it's so easy to picture. You're a young woman on TikTok. You see a couple of these stories. You talk to a friend, and they say, yeah, I saw that too. It makes me nervous. You find yourself now going to Target, and suddenly people around you who would have previously just been anonymous strangers now suddenly seem menacing.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. You're exactly right, because, you know, what the one effect that these things have is they prime people psychologically, right? And so when we hear an ordinary experience like going to Target as being framed as, watch out, ladies, you know, you could be abducted next time you're at Target, number one, it generates needless fear, because the fact is that the few, if any, abductions have happened at Target. There's no reason, there's nothing unique about Target. I mean, Target, I think, has 2,000 stores across the country. And by random chance, there will be, you know, an assault or, you know, something bad will happen in some, you know, just by random chance, there's nothing, you know, that'll happen. Yeah. So you can always cherry pick these, but you're exactly right. That's one of my concerns about the dangers of these sorts of stories, is that it will generate fear in people who, I mean, there are enough real dangers in the world. You don't need to exaggerate or fabricate them about going shopping.
I often have wondered in the last couple of years, particularly, why we have become so obsessed with the idea that abduction, and particularly child abduction or child sex trafficking, is such a massive problem. I've yet to see any evidence that that's true. In fact, it's a pretty rare situation. The most common, as you described, women abducted, children abducted. It's almost always the disaffected ex-husband or some boyfriend or something like that, right? Why are we so obsessed with this?
Well, there's a couple reasons. One is that, you know, children are symbolically the future, right? They are ostensibly what our culture is most concerned about. You know, think of the children. And of course, there's a certain ageist angle to that that I'm not going to get into. But I mean, that's part of the concern here, right? Is that children are seen to be are interpreted as being most vulnerable, and you know, most in need of protection. And again, there's a grain of truth to that, right? I mean, obviously, children are more vulnerable than adults. Nobody denies that. But if the threat that you're comparing that against is stranger abduction, that is incredibly rare. And the average child does not need to worry about it. I mean, it's, again, not that it can't happen. It's just not likely to happen. And it, you know, if you were going to list the things that the average kid should be worried about, a stranger danger abduction would be by far at the bottom of the list. But part of the reason that these things come up is that, again, it draws on things that are in the news, right? And so over the past few years, sex trafficking, both real and imagined, have come up, right? We had, a couple years back, you had Robert Kraft, the Patriots owner, who in 2019 was charged with sex trafficking. The charges were dropped, and it didn't go anywhere. But you had Jeffrey Epstein, Maxwell, currently Matt Gaetz. There's allegations of that. So, you know, you have a handful of real-life, real or alleged accusations or proven cases of trafficking. And then when people hear, you know, when people see these viral videos and they think about these things, like, well, you know, we know this is happening because, my God, you know, just last night I was hearing about this case or that case. And then, of course, you can also fold in the QAnon conspiracies.
Yeah.
Right. And part of that was about the Illuminati and Satanists and allegedly, you know, Hillary Clinton, who was running this sex trafficking ring, and, you know, Trump is on top of it. And I mean, all this has, of course, been disproven, but these are the things that are circulating.
And I guess, you know, in essence, Satan is the ultimate boogeyman. So, you know, expecting Satanists everywhere is just another scare lore.
Yeah, absolutely, right? I mean, it's literally a conspiracy theory. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, you know, the claim is that there are these groups of Satanists or child sex traffickers or adult sex traffickers, whatever else, that are all in collusion, and they have all these methods. And one version that you may have heard about is the zip tie. Have you heard about that one?
Just in passing, tell us more.
Yeah, so, and I've written about this for Skeptical Inquirer magazine and elsewhere. Over the past few years, there's been rumors circulating, again, on social media primarily, and there'll be photographs of ordinary zip ties, you know, the kind that you put, you know, cables together for something. And there'll be a photo of a zip tie on a car, a car handle or antenna or something, or sometimes a doorknob, and it'll come with a warning: watch out, women, if you see a zip tie on your car or somewhere near you, it's a sign that there's a lurking gang of abductors, and don't, if you see one, get in your car and drive off and go to a safe location before taking it off, because they're counting on you being distracted. I can't even say it without just rolling my eyes. They're kind of you being distracted by taking up, and that's going to be their opportunity to abduct you. And again, these things circulate all the time. And so they're all part of this sort of constellation of rumors and conspiracy beliefs that, again, in different parts have a grain of truth, right? There are actual abductions. There are actual, you know, sex trafficking, this and that. Mm-hmm. But the overall legend and story and rumor, particularly the ones that are being talked about as first-person stories, there's no evidence that it's happening at all.
Yeah, and that's the most troublesome part, is that it gets so exaggerated that it's possible to kind of skim over real cases.
Exactly.
You know, sexual abuse does happen of children and of adults. Abductions do happen. What we find from actually reading the news, if you talk to, you know, district attorneys and so forth, oftentimes it's family members, or it's people who have ingratiated themselves into families. It's people that are being trusted with children, whether they're coaches or, you know, counselors of some kind, people in the ministry. It, you know, they don't happen randomly. People are groomed toward that typically.
Yeah. Again, I mean, there's just no evidence at all that Target or Walmart or anywhere else is the hub of a sex trafficking abduction ring. It's just absurd on the face, and there's no evidence for it. Mm-hmm. One other interesting little twist that I found in going through these was that in many of the cases, the threat isn't gendered. which is really interesting to me because obviously, you know, in we typically think of, you know, a scary, you know, guy lurking, you know, going to abduct some woman and do bad things. But in over half of the TikTok videos that I saw, it was actually a fellow female. A girl approached me, a girl and her daughter approached me. And the interesting, there are a couple of interesting things about it. One is that in some ways that makes the danger even more, scary, right? Because it's not like, watch out for that sketchy dude that's going to, you know, come by and lurk around. It's this otherwise unassuming young woman who just seems friendly, but, you know, she'll give you her business card and, you know, she'll ask to meet for coffee. And the next thing you know, you're being, you know, obscured and ensconced into a van. So there's really interesting angles there.
A little bit of the Ghislaine Maxwell effect, maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're talking with Ben Radford from the Center for Inquiry. Is that right? Skeptical.
That's what they're calling these days.
And author of many books and articles on all these topics, ranging from supernatural beliefs, things that, you know, like you've done a lot of work on Chupacabra and these other things. You mentioned QAnon. Did you ever delve deeper into that? We talked some months back and you weren't really into it, researching it.
Yeah, we've done a little bit on that. Actually, in the current issue of Skeptical Inquirer magazine, which is available on newsstands now, we actually have the second of a two-part series on QAnon specifically. To be honest, we probably should have ran it a bit earlier because it is the conspiracy itself is closely tied to Trump. Who, as we all know, is of course no longer in office. That doesn't mean he's vanished. Doesn't mean he doesn't have any influence. But you know, part of the QAnon thesis was based on Trump being in power, in presidential power, which he no longer is. So I think it's sort of on its way out. But I mean, it still remains a threat, and it still remains. You know, a really strange, strange case, and it's a blend of conspiracy theory and sort of old wine in new bottles, and xenophobia in some cases, anti-Semitism, all sort of rolled up into this moral panic, and again, including rumors about child abductions, and so that was one of the insidious things about it is that it would bring in people who are legitimately and rightly concerned about children, right? You had mothers, suburban mothers, who otherwise wouldn't be buying these wild conspiracy theories, who are saying, yeah, I'm concerned about kids, and they would sort of, you know, jump on this train.
Yeah, and it's been seen in how QAnon believers co-opted hashtag Save the Children and distorted efforts of some people with good intentions who were not conspiracy theorists. I'm feeling like we're not really done with it. It's going to mutate into something else, right?
Yeah. Absolutely, and that's always the case, right? It's the same thing with the TikTok videos and warnings that I mentioned earlier. There's nothing new here. I mean, you know, in the 1980s and earlier, there were urban legends about the dangers that women faced in parking lots. There were legends and stories and rumors about how women needed to make sure to look in the back of their car for some hook-handed killer.
That's right.
Or in some cases, look under the car. There was a legend about an ankle slasher where there was supposedly some men who would wait underneath cars, because who doesn't want to do that for hours, with a razor. And then when the woman would put the groceries in the car, he would slash her ankles and do something or other. So again, there's nothing new here. It just sort of takes on different forms, and that's one of the you know, main aspects of folklore.
Ben Radford, always a real joy to talk with you about weird things that we discuss when you're on the show. As you mentioned, new issue of Skeptical Inquirer available. What's a good website to send folks to?
People can go to csicop.org. That's psychop.org. You can also find me on my podcast. I have a podcast called Squaring the Strange, and it comes out every 2 weeks or so. We just celebrated our fourth year. And so we're working on, I'll give you a sneak preview. The next episode is going to be on the Mark of the Beast. Both the witch version and the satanic version, and folding in some cases into anti-COVID vaccination.
Right. Yeah, the COVID passport.
It took
about 2 hours before somebody called that Mark of the Beast, right? Yeah, there you go. Ben Radford, thanks again for your time. How's weather in Albuquerque today?
Oh, it's beautiful today. We had a little cold front come in, but today it's sunny, probably upper 60s, but of course it's still mid-morning here. Mm-hmm. It's nice, and I got vaccinated, and still wearing masks. And I'm looking forward to the pandemic ebbing and getting back to real life.
For sure. You and me both. Thanks for your time. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks very much. Take care.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.